Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome number 19 again this morning. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I want to thank you because you made me go get a flu shot this week after what happened at your house last week.
Oh, man, no doubt. We had a rough week. It carried into this week. My wife got sick and my Asher got sick again, so... It was a rough week, but we're all good now, so everything's good.
Yeah, that affects the old sleep schedule for a professional athlete, I would think, too.
Yeah, no doubt, but luckily it was on the off days, and we got some good sleep last two nights. We slept good, so all is good at our house.
All right, well, I got the Band-Aid on in your honor, just so you know. Hey, let me ask you about Detroit. I remember that game last year. I remember watching it and actually kind of, you know, in my own little house yelling at the officials because I thought they were too kind of tight on you and Diggs. But that's the kind of defense they played last year. What do you expect out of them?
Yeah, no, they definitely are. They're all over you. They're going to play man. They're going to, it's going to be contested catches, things like that. That's just the type of game it's going to be. And they're a good defense because of that. They take away what teams do really well, and they got some really good players at pretty much every level. So in this league, that's what it takes to be a good defense, and they have that.
Yeah, they're probably burned from that loss to Green Bay. Kind of controversial with the officiating. As a player, do you get involved in that, or you just kind of ignore it and just focus on practice?
Yeah, you try to ignore it. At the end of the day, though, it is, that those things kind of affect, people's jobs and things like that. So, it's tough to see, and you hope it gets fixed, but at the end of the day, we can't control that, and we're going to go to work and try to do the things that we can to try to avoid penalties and things like that and try to play a clean football game so we can help our team win.
A bit about, of course, Detroit is that, as we mentioned, that swarming defense on receivers like you and Diggs, but you've got a pretty good running game going this year, not only with Dalvin, but Alexander, your backup, and I like the running backs. Will that make a difference in the kind of coverage they put on you?
Well, I don't know if it'll make a difference in the coverage, but you know, when you have guys like that, it makes it tough for teams to take away one certain thing because when we're really good on offense, we're able to do a lot of different things and spread the ball around and give a lot of different guys opportunities, and that's what we're going to need to do on Sunday to be successful and to take some pressure off different areas of our game.
How about that opening drive last week against Philadelphia? Boy, that was impressive. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, that's something that's so important for us as a team. You know, it really allows us as an offense to open up the playbook. It allows our defense to really play their game and you know, get after the passer and play tight coverage, things like that. And so we know that we got to start fast in ball games. And last week we were able to do that, and it's going to be a big key for us this week to be able to, if we get the ball first or not, we got to start fast and allow our team to play our game.
How about Stephon's game last weekend, Adam? Of course, you guys are very tight. He had a breakout game.
Yeah, so impressive. You know, he's a guy that once you get him going, he's impossible to stop. And he's so fun when he gets the ball in his hands and he's able to do the things that he does. It's really impressive, and it's fun to watch. Sometimes I get caught up watching instead of going and blocking for him just because he's so special. But, you know, he's a guy, again, that we have to get the ball to, and he does some amazing things with the ball in his hand. So the more you can get it to him and let him do his thing, the better this offense is going to be.
I saw Kirk Cousins get involved in the blocking a few times last week.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy who's going to, he wants to win, and he's a competitor, and he's going to do what it takes to win. And there's a couple of plays that cut back or maybe broke down or things like that, and he got in there. So it's always fun to see your quarterback throwing blocks for your guys and having fun doing it.
Offensive line, are they healthy now? Because they've been they did pretty well last. Riley Reiff looks like he's going to play. Is everything good there?
Yeah, I would think so. I'm not really sure for sure, but the good thing about those guys is they're all busting their tail. We have such a great group, and I think I've talked about it every week, just how fun they are to be around and how positive they are, and and how they come to work every day. It's really inspiring to be around a group like that, and it definitely helps the morale of this offense and this team.
What about the end zone celebrations? You got anything worked out potentially?
You know, I think there's probably a couple that are brewing, but we don't spend a whole lot of time on them. They're usually just spur of the moment, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I see you've got the defensive line now. They're doing the kind of a jump thing after a sack together.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. That's a good one. They kind of team up on each other's sack dances, so it's always fun to see a few of those guys in there and doing the sack dance together.
Detroit Lakes closed off the season with a nice big win over Perham, I see, on Wednesday.
Yeah, 8-0, undefeated. So they got the number one seed in the section, and they're waiting on the winner of Little Falls and Wilmer. So hopefully they can make a little run. Obviously proud of those guys, and hopefully they can get to the state tournament so I can watch them play.
Does that high school Letterman's jacket still fit you from Detroit Lakes?
You know, the funny thing is I never got a Letterman's jacket.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And if I did, I don't know where it is, unfortunately, because I would be repping that thing every day. Especially now with the weather, you know, might as well put on a coat.
Well, somebody's got to take care of that, for Pete's sake. What about the cleats this weekend?
So this weekend, we got Tim the Tool Man Taylor. You know, we got Tool Time, because, you know, that's out of Detroit. And so we got that. And then and then next Thursday, we got the Hormel chili cleats. So I know that everybody will be hungry for some chili after those cleats.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got that Thursday game, and then you're down to Kansas City. Man, that was frustrating to see Mahomes go down last night in that game. I hate to see a good player like that get injured.
Yeah, you never want to see a guy like that go down. I mean, you don't want to see anybody go down, but when it's the face of the league and things like that, and a guy that's so explosive and fun to watch, it's tough to see. Hopefully it's a quick healer, and he'll be back soon.
Yeah, nobody wants to be on the cover of Madden next year probably either now.
Yeah, that's a scary deal. It's definitely not good karma.
Hey, Adam, have a great game Sunday against the Lions. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you next week after the game.
All right, thank you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.